This is a podcast of an interview originally broadcast on Radio EMFM 104.7 at Chukamauama Community Radio. Radio EMFM broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can find our program guide on our website, www.radioemfm.org.au, along with details of other podcasts, information about the station and presenters, and a membership form should you wish to support us by becoming a member. You can also find Radio EMFM 104.7 on Facebook. We hope that you will enjoy this podcast.
You are tuned into Radio EMFM 104.7, your only local community radio station for Chukamauama and surrounding areas, your paddle steamer capital of Australia. You're listening to Ron Wood with Out and About. It's Out and About Take 2, actually, and I have with me Gemma from ERH, Echuca Regional Health, and a couple of interesting doctors too, which she's going to introduce, and it's about Sarah is Gemma rather is heading up Connecting the Docs program, and she'll tell us something about that, won't you, Gemma?
Yes, I will. Good morning.
Welcome to EMFM.
Thank you for having us. So a little bit about the program. So I've been working with doctors, junior doctors, general practitioners for around about 12 years in the Loddon Mallee region. And Connecting the Docs came together from working with those doctors and understanding that it's a very complex system, the health system, and it's not always easy to navigate. And sometimes our doctors need more support than just simply working through the system, but also transitioning to the community, ensuring that we understand their family needs, their personal needs. And it's also making sure that we collaborate and work together. So Connecting the Docs is a program that was developed in 2022.
Well, it's not only doctors, is it? It's what you say there. Yep. It's their families too,
and these blokes. Absolutely.
These blokes are from Nepal.
Sorry, yes, we have Dr. Thapa with us, who is currently working at Echuca Moama medical practice as well as Echuca Hospital in emergency, and Dr. Adhikari, who is Dr. Thapa's brother-in-law, actually, both from Nepal. And
conspiracy.
a wonderful conspiracy. Yeah, we're very lucky to have them. So I met Dr. Thapa about 3 years ago, I think it would have been, when he was at the start of his medical journey.
Right.
And I got to know him well, and his family, and his growing family. And it was really about how to help navigate. Doctors need certain rotations that they have to access to get through the system, and it's also about working together as a collaboration. So it's not just Echuca Regional Health, it's also Mildura Public Hospital, Kerang District Health, Northern District Community Health, East Wimmera Health, and Swan Hill District Health.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So we've got six of us, and Mallee District Aboriginal Service as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we all got together and we all started a program called Connecting the Docs, and it's to support all the doctors in our regions to be able to help them as they progress through their medical career.
And this is mainly to get doctors into the rural areas?
Well, it...
yes or no?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So, but it's also to promote those rural areas and give them access and flexibility, because it's about inclusion as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, with Dr. Thapa and Dr. Adhikari, Dr. Anne-Marie Newarth, the new Director of Medical Services at Echuca, she very consciously made sure that when Prakash had approached Echuca that we were keeping him with his family here in Echuca. So that was an important strategy for us as well.
Now, you were both doctors in Nepal.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Sathiz. I am from Nepal.
Yes.
And I came to Australia in 2018, and it's really, as Gemma said, it's really, really complex system to navigate how to get into Australian health system. Like, there are only a few...
I could imagine, yes.
Yeah, there are very few doctors, even less than 100. It's always been easy to go to US and UK. So it's more like there are more support and everything there. But like coming to Australia, it was like a new place and I didn't know what to do. And I was just navigating the system and going through my AMC exams, which are tough as well. Like part one and part two, we have to sit for two exams
to get registered
as a provisional doctor in Australia. And then we apply for jobs. And even getting jobs is even difficult.
Yes.
And like I got a job thankfully in Echuca at that time in 2019, to be honest. Yeah. And then like I came here, started working here. The good thing about Echuca is like I came from Sydney. I was in Sydney before. And then I didn't know anyone here. Like I didn't know where to live. And Echuca Hospital really supported me. Like, they went for inspection of the unit. They got us a unit there nearby the hospital. And me and my wife moved up here. And then, even moving here, it was like we're feeling alone. Like, we weren't
finding, I bet you were. Yes.
Yeah, like, away from the family. But all the supervisors, doctors, all the staffs at the hospital, even someone from the cafeteria, someone walking down the corridor, they are smiling at me. They are saying, are you okay? And that really feels a lot, and that feels great. And then, like, even though, like, we're feeling alone and we're thinking, like, it's just 6 months and then we'll move to Sydney, Melbourne, we'll leave this place. And then I started to fall in love with this place, to be honest. And then that's when I met Gemma. She was doing the similar program at that time as well as what she's doing now, connecting the dogs. She showed me the right pathway, like what to do, what rotations to get. And like it just made clear, like next 4 years, 5 years was clear to me where I'm heading.
A little bit of guidance.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's what we all as a junior doctor need. Like, and also that helped me stay ruler.
Yes.
And now I'm like fourth year doctor, PGY4, which we call it here. And I've done emergency advanced skill, and I'm working in ED 1 day a week, and I'm working in GP, training to be a GP. And if it wouldn't have been possible without the support from Echuca and without having a focal person to guide you. And
how long have you been in Echuca now?
So it's been 4 years this
four
January,
years.
So
yes.
4.5 years almost.
Yes. Gemma, how long have you been on this program?
Well, we just started this program in September 2023, but I was working in another program that was similar to this. But we realised that we wanted to be able to support all doctors that were coming into the region. The program before, which is a wonderful program, it's the Victorian Rural Generalist Program, I could only really look after doctors that were going to become rural generalist doctors.
Yes.
And we really thought we need to be able to support any doctor that came in, and that's Prakash at the moment is one of those doctors who he's not on a pathway yet, but he's on his way. Needs that support and guidance. So we just want to make sure we can do that.
So did you follow him, Prakash?
Hi, this is Prakash here. So I'm one of the junior doctors in Echuca Regional Health, currently in medical ward. So I'm lucky. I believe myself lucky because I have some brother-in-law like Chitis to guide me through.
He's a good bloke, is he?
So he guided me through the process
of
AMC, that is Australian Medical Council. Because a lot of my colleagues from back med school, they are doing preparation for US and UK. So, but I was lucky enough that he was there for me to guide me how to crack AMC exams and how to go through the Australian health channels. So I came to Australia last year. I did my AMC part one, and I was like trying to apply for different jobs, but I was not hearing back from any of them. I might have been doing something wrong, but he introduced me to Gemma, who guided me how to correctly approach the hospital, how to correctly apply, and then luckily then I get my interview from Echuca Health, and got chance to work here. So I believe like these two persons have played a very important role in getting myself into the Australia health system. So I believe I'm lucky. And Echuca Regional Health has been, I have been very blessed with ERS. So they have been guiding me in my every step. I'm just a new doctor, new into the system. So they have been guiding my every steps. They have been really supportive. And I was in Adelaide before I moved to Echuca. So before I came, the ERS also provided me to help with the accommodation. Yeah, and then so they have, once I have been here, they have been guiding how I can like set up in the community, how I can be in the support of the hospital system, how other colleagues. So, and the other thing, the good part is like Gemma on this program, Connecting Dogs, she has been in communication with us, and we are able to share our stories with other doctors, what problems they are facing, and then how to strategize it, how to cope with it. So that's been really helpful to share our stories with others that are having similar problems.
And you've
problems.
Got a house here in Echuca?
Sorry?
You've got a house here in Echuca?
We are currently renting. I'm here with my wife as well. So, but we are planning to look one.
Yeah, good. And you were both doctors in Nepal?
Yes.
And you got right through there? Fully qualified?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, we worked in Nepal for 2 years before coming to Australia.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
So what brought you out to Australia? Was it...
So, to
he
be
said it was his wife, but, you know.
So... To be honest, it's my wife as well.
Oh, yeah. These women.
They're wonderful.
They're both nurses up at the hospital, are they?
Yeah, my wife is a nurse at the hospital. She works in SDU.
Mm-hmm. And my wife was a Russian nurse in Adelaide, but she moved here with me. She is now currently working at Echuca Community for as Warfulla.
Good. Yeah. So, Gemma, the program's progressing on. You're happy with it?
It is progressing on. We're very excited. But we do need the support of the community as well.
So what are you after from the community?
Well, some of the challenges we face are accommodation. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, the way...
It's pretty difficult at the moment.
So, and that's universal. That's in Kerrang, in Swan Hill, in Echuca. So the thing is, we need... doctors, nurses, health professionals in our region. We absolutely need them. We need to support them. And a part of that is how can we source accommodation for them? How can we...
It's pretty important to keep them here.
It's
like
really
that.
Important to keep them
here. The medical service down at Nish Street, well, I call it Nish Street.
They lost
about six doctors in one hit, didn't they?
Yeah, well...
Recently, and so...
Look, well, it's actually, I think the thing sometimes the community aren't aware of as well is because of the way the system works, some doctors actually have to move as well. So part of their training...
Oh, I see, yes.
So it's can be 7-8 years worth of training that doctors have to undertake. So even more so if you're coming from overseas.
Yes.
Once you start, if you decide to go down the general practice training route, there can be requirements where you have to move practices to get a breadth of different experience.
Yes.
So it's not always that that it's doctors just moving back and forth. Sometimes it's dependent on where their training is. So
it's almost like the ADF. They got to move for... promotion and
correct.
So on.
Well, so what part of this connecting the docs is trying to give also the doctors, at the moment they have to go through multiple recruitments with multiple different organisations, put in multiple CVs.
What a nightmare.
We're trying to centralise it and give them a streamlined pathway where we can say, this is your next 5 years of the places you could be, and this is how we can support you to do it. And it's also trying to get them in contact with the right people. So there's certain organisations like the Murray Primary Health Network, the Rural Workforce Agency Victoria, which have grants the doctors can access. And it's about how we're connecting them in at the right time throughout their training period, which, like I said, can be anywhere from 3 to 8 years worth of training, and making sure that all those connections are made for them and as easily as possible, because then I think they'll stay longer, hopefully.
Yeah, can I say something?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So, like, this connecting the dogs, I think it's really a great concept. Yep. So
thank you.
Yeah, so now what I do is like whoever like my from like Nepal, from India, any IMGs or any other junior doctors, whoever is asking me like what's the pathway to Australia, like how can I be a GP, what's my training pathway, then I just tell them there is a really good program here connecting the docs, and like I just like show them the pathway and give them your contact, connecting the docs, like there's Facebook page, there is a website there, so I just show them, have a read up to them, and the people there are really helpful and supportive. And yeah, I think few are in contact with you as well after that.
That's, I think, and there's one other
point. He's a trailblazer.
Oh, he's wonderful, man. I love the job I do, but I mean, I think the one key thing that actually drove us, all of our services together to do this is it is very complex. There's multiple websites, multiple things.
Oh, I can see that.
And
now,
I get lost when I get confused. So you can't even imagine what it's like.
Well, I mean, like these guys coming over. I mean, did you have any English before you came?
Yes.
Well, that helps a little bit. But they're coping with the language, housing, trying to bring up a family, as well as all this mental stuff.
Well, it's the cultural difference, not just the cultural differences, but it is a really tricky system to navigate. And as I said, just on the drive here, Prakash has to sit his exam in August, which is a lot of pressure as well, as well as working, as well as family. He's also has to, and this exam, if he doesn't pass it, he's got to sort of go back again and sit it again. So it's there's just a lot of
pressure.
It's lots of pressure.
Yes.
You have to like go to walk and the exam both at the same time. So, and I'm new to the system. So yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
You're navigating it, right? Yes.
And I believe with the exams and all, Ichuka Hospital and connecting the dogs have helped Prakash as well to get some leaps just before the exam, so which is really helpful.
UIRS has been very supportive, and then the director of clinical trainings and all the directors, so they have been really helpful guiding how. They are also like training all the IMGs that are in the hospital. They are organizing classes for them, so helping how do we approach the patient here in Australia, how is different from the old practice that we used to do, and then and they are also helping like how can we approach the exams, and so they have been really supportive, and then they have also guaranteed me the leave for the exam, which is a good thing. Like, you don't expect that from every employer, so that's a good point as well.
Well, it's important, really, to my mind, that they're resettled for as long as they possibly can till they get through all of this.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
And I think the thing is, you can't, at the end of the day, you can't force people to be where they don't want to be. And we don't want to do that. You don't want to. You have to offer flexibility and know people will come in and come out of employment. But it's just how to make the best experience while they're here, because that will benefit the patients as well and your community if your doctors are happy and settled.
Of course,
And it's a really important, has an important flow-on effect as well. So Dr. Thapper, he just recently had a little baby boy who's absolutely beautiful. Sorry, I hope that's okay to share.
Okay.
I got to go and visit him and hold him. But it's, you know, it's important that all of that life is taken into consideration as well.
Yes,
so that's an important part of connecting the dots as well.
Well done, guys. Great to have you on board. And Gemma, you're doing a fabulous job.
Yeah.
So
thank
are you. Trailblazing.
Yeah. He is a trailblazer.
To be honest, like, I feel like why this program wasn't there when I came to Australia.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, back in Sydney, I still remember my days, like in 2018, like just going to all the websites, like applying more than 50 hospitals. And like they send all the questionnaires and like fill it up, and like sitting there thinking, should I just go back to Nepal or stay here?
Well, remember you said to me one time when I first met him, he said, I was thinking of just moving back to Sydney. Like, he was that close to moving back to Sydney.
I can appreciate that.
As a community, we would have lost him as a doctor. So I think we underestimate how important it is to have those connections with people.
And that was in 2021, and now that's I will stay here as long as, like, the people accept me and the
Of course, and you brought Prakash too.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
And, I mean, this was in the middle of COVID too, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes, so when I came in 2020, January, then COVID started.
Yep.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and we were so struggling with these staffs, and, like, it was so... And also, like, I was feeling homesick because
you
I recently...
Were.
And then all the, like, as I said, all my supervisors, doctors, and all my work colleagues, they were so supportive with me as well at that time. And then I met Gemma, and then all the path was clear, and everything was fine, like, what rotation I have to do, what training I have to go. And now here I am, working 4 days in a GP clinic, training to be a fellow GP, and still working one day in the hospital to keep up with the skills, and which was all arranged by the hospital, Ichuka Hospital. So,
So I think, and that's, again, the wonderful thing that with that Dr. Neweth, with the new Director of Medical Services, is really highlighting and making sure that we do that we focus on not just their career but also including social aspects into it as well, and inclusion.
Well, getting back to what you want from the community, what is it particularly?
I think support.
Support.
Support around the Connecting the Docs project, for starters. Understanding that sometimes doctors will have to come in and out, and that's okay as well, because it is part of a
business. Where they might be able to provide housing, accommodation.
If anyone has a rental property, please feel free to contact me. So, 'cause accommodation is obviously, we have doctors coming from Melbourne, we have doctors, so the hospital has to cover the costs. So a lot of them might be staying in hotels. So it's not,
and that's costly,
but they need, but of course they still need their space as well. So it's I guess we're just looking for to make sure that it's a welcoming community as well for everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
We'll let you go back to emergency, eh?
Yeah. There might be a few emergencies. I did promise his supervisor I'd get him back by 11:45.
Oh, okay.
Both back
so
by 11:45.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming.
You,
thank you,
Ron.
Thank you,
we
Gemma,
appreciate it.
And all the best. And we'll see if we can catch up with you a little bit later on and see how things are going on.
We would love that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for your time.
Thank
you,
good
so
on
much.
You, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Good to have you on board.
Thank you.
And we'll see you down the track sometime, eh?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
The podcast you have just heard was of an interview originally broadcast on Radio EMFM 104.7, Ichuka Moama Community Radio. We hope you enjoyed listening to it. Remember that you can listen to Radio EMFM anywhere in the world, either via our website www.radioemfm.org.au or via the Community Plus Radio app, which is free to download to your Apple or Android device from your Game or Play Store.